105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105. 5:35, it's Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. Time to welcome my guest. And over the coming few days, indeed over the past week or so, we've been having assorted guests in to talk about various aspects of Christmas. And today I'm pleased to welcome Anne Beamish. She is from the booklet, Independent Cambridge, I'm sure you've seen around the city, and we're going to talk a little bit about the kind of independent stores you may want to go and do some Christmas shopping at. Hello, Anne.
Hi.
Thank you very much for coming in. And I guess the main thing is, do you think it's possible to actually go into independent stores and basically do the entire Christmas shop by going from one place to another, or do you have to spread into the multiples from time to time?
No, it is possible. I do it myself. Have done for the last few years. I see it as all the independents. It's all like a big, department store in a way. Okay, you have to walk a bit further. There's no escalators, but actually, it's in all the nicest parts of Cambridge, so it's actually quite nice to do that. All the nicest, prettiest streets. And I would challenge somebody to say something that they couldn't get in an independent.
I guess there's always the danger, isn't there, of going into the independent store, getting all the advice, and then heading home and ordering it online, and then, well, actually, possibly, bearing in mind this year, maybe just sitting home and waiting for the stuff to come rather than getting it straight away.
Yeah, a little bit of showrooming going on, I'm sure.
Yes, yes,
I know that happens at the independents. I think the other thing is, though, that if you shop online, a lot of people then end up having to queue at the sorting office at the post office to go and get their parcel if they're out during the day and it gets delivered. So I think you're only really sort of swapping one queue for another if you do that.
Yes.
And also, I mean, the amount of money that you save ultimately, I'm not convinced that it's really, really worth it.
Negligible. I guess it's like going to one of the larger department stores and who maybe have a better service, and you may be paying a little bit extra, but actually you come at a better feeling, really, having sort of not battled through too much.
Yes, and I think as well, some of the independents, I mean, I've been in to some places and I've said, oh, I've got an aunt and she's sort of into this, I don't really know what to get, and they will actually advise on a present. And I think there's a lot of people out there sort of buying stuff for the sake of it, not thinking they have to buy something, even if it's not suitable for the person. I think you can sort of tailor things and be a bit more personal when you shop.
You think they're almost sort of acting as a personal shopper in
yes.
a way, aren't they?
Just yes.
saying because they know the city, they know what people like, and they probably had conversations with somebody similar to you earlier on in the week, and
exactly.
they bought something, and it kind of matches up from there, really.
Yeah, so it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be spending more, I don't think. I'm not a rich person, so I can't afford to splash out on stuff, but it's definitely more tailored, I think.
Yes, and anybody who works in publishing, I speak from personal experiences, definitely don't go into to journalism to get rich. So look, let's talk us through some of the shops around the city that catch your eye at the moment, which may be suitable for buying a Christmas present for.
Yes. Well, gosh, there's quite a few. I think sometimes as well, if you think of streets rather than just individual shops, that's quite nice because you can pick up a load of things. I mean, a street that springs to mind particularly is Green Street. There's a lot of new independents in Green Street. You've got a place called Catesby's, which has fantastic stuff for the home. You've got Open Air, so there's stuff for people who like outdoorsy things. You've got somewhere like Modish Shoes, obviously shoes. There's lots of places just in one street, so you can just kind of pop into one, pop into the next shop, and probably tick quite a few things off a list.
And Green Street's not too far away from the centre, and it's also got those rather nice cobbles as well, hasn't it, through much of the street there.
And then you've got Sussex Street round the corner, where you've got Nord, which is the Scandinavian shop. That, once again, lovely stuff for the home, clothing ranges. Then opposite there, you've got the Cambridge Toy Shop. So, and
then Vivian in from there just last week, had great fun with her when she was here.
Amazing place. And then you back into Bridge Street. So you're in a very sort of small area, really. You've got places like Providence. You've got Petrus.
Providence. What's there?
Providence. They do, once again, it's sort of stuff for the home. They do their own paint range. They've got a outlet at Burwash Manor as well. Then you've got Prohibido Lingerie just around the corner from Providence. You've got Petrus, who do men's clothes and women's clothes as well. So, and then you've got places like Cambridge Wine Merchants, if you've got somebody on your list who's a wine lover. And they have a fantastic range of whiskies as well. So I think, you know, what more could you want?
That's pretty good going, and a nice impressive list there, I think. The independent stores, they seem so important to Cambridge. I wonder, I don't know, do you think that Cambridge is genuinely blessed with more independent stores than we might find in other places like, I don't know, Oxford, for the sake of argument, or are we, you know, just because we're here, we're sort of emphasising them more?
I think Cambridge is pretty good for independence. Cambridge is pretty good generally as far as the high street is concerned and as far as its economy is concerned anyway. It's probably a bit of a bubble in some respects. If you go to other places, you wouldn't find that mix. But I do think, you know, with the development of somewhere like the Grand Arcade, you know, people are sort of drawn to that one place, and there's no independents that could afford to have a shop in the Grand Arcade. So I think people just need to maybe explore a bit more.
Yeah, it's a lovely place, the Grand Arcade, but within not very far away, there's plenty of independence to find. I guess the market, which is around the corner from there, is also a source of finding. And you find people who are there, and you have to try and remember which days they're there, of course, in order to pick things up.
Yeah.
But you can do pretty well from that.
The All Saints Market as well, that's really good for sort of gifts and things. And I think as well, being a Cambridge resident, sometimes you tend to forget about places like King's Parade because you just think, oh, tourists, you know, it's an area that's for tourists. But you've got Nomads, you've got Primavera, you've got galleries down there, you've got Bennett Street just around the corner.
I'm trying to remember, there's a place on King's Parade which sells, I guess, little sort of small scientific things that I don't know if it's attached to one of the universities, but it's the sort of thing, sort of science experiment you might want to give an 8-year-old for Christmas.
Oh, that's, yes, yeah, that sort might be of one thing. Of the university shops.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good as well, I think.
Yes, and also, I mean, on the high street, we've seen probably in the last 2 years the majority of new independents that have set up in Cambridge, I would say, are food, coffee. You know, it's a social thing now, I think, to go to the high street. But I think so. You can add that in as well when you do your shopping. You can pop into one of the independents. Like, there's a new place on Bennett Street called Bread and Meat, which is a really nice, you know, they do wonderful sandwiches. You've got Pint Shop. You've got Don Pasquale's. You know, there's lots of think independently when you pop in for something to eat as well as shop, I think.
I guess it's the whole thing, isn't it, of getting a complete sort of independent outlook, if you like. And your little book here, the Independent Cambridge one, is a pretty good guide, I think,
yes,
to getting through some of these and maybe doing this planning that you were talking about in terms of going to a street and a number of places rather than sort of, I'm a dreadful shopper, sort of zigzagging around from one place to another.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I think, you know, it's about sort of making it a destination to go to. And it's also about making it maybe a bit more fun. I've had more fun Christmas shopping independently than I've ever had shopping, you know, in a big department store. It's much more fun.
Did you also have some sort of road to Damascus moment when you suddenly said, I'm not going to go to these multiples anymore, I'm going to stick with independence, and then obviously the book following in from that?
Yeah, it was a little bit. I used to be on the committee for the Mill Road Winter Fair, and obviously Mill Road is a fantastic place for independence, and I got to know the traders through my work with the fair, and I think that's when I started to realise, you know, how important they are. I made sort of friends as well, I suppose, so that sort of added to it, and then sort of went into town and started talking to the independents there and realising that maybe they faced a different sort of set of issues than the ones on Mill Road. So yes, I guess it was a little bit sort of light bulb moment,
something like that. Okay, well, Anne, thank you very much for coming in and guiding us through some of the independent stores and indeed streets around the city. And if people want to get a hold of a copy of Independent Cambridge, how can they best place to? But I have seen in some of the independent shops when I've been out and about.
Yes, it's in the independent shops. Heffers stock it as well, and Waterstones, and it's also available from our website.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.